And now on to national politics. The Iowa presidential caucuses are less than 2 months away. Last night at the Iowa Democratic Party's annual Jefferson Jackson Day dinner, thousands of activists packed in to hear 6 of the 9 Democratic hopefuls. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that the star of the show was not any of the candidates, but the master of ceremonies.
Thrilling waves of excitement sweep through the stands of Iowa Democrats. They jangle cowbells, bash plastic noisemakers, and shake tiny tambourines, revving up a primary season that for them will culminate in January with the Iowa caucuses. At the center of the giant sports arena is a stage like a boxing ring, and at the center of that ring is the MC of the evening, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's not running for the nomination in 2004, but she can scarcely be called a non-candidate.
I am so enthusiastic and excited by the numbers of people I see here, particularly the young people who are making a stand for their future.
Having taken herself out of this round of presidential consideration, Clinton's job on this night is to introduce the current crop of prize fighters, who each get 7 short minutes to shine. Most choose to throw their first punch at President Bush. Here's North Carolina Senator John Edwards.
Has he led us to more jobs? Has he led us to better health care? Has he led us to better schools? Has he led us to a safer world?
And Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt blamed President Bush for some losses.
We have lost Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. They've vanished. There's only one answer to this problem. We got to make George Bush vanish.
Democratic candidates also took aim at one another, though more subtly. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry warned voters to choose someone who could win the general election.
Don't just send them a message next January. Send them a president.
And several contenders urged Iowans to vote for a constructive candidate rather than an angry one. That's a dig at Vermont Governor Howard Dean, whose acid rhetoric has burned some inside the Democratic Party. Last night, Dean promised to revitalize that party, pointing to his more than $15 million in funds raised, most of it in donations of less than $100.
One quarter of all the people who gave money to our campaign were under 30 years old.
Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich and former Ambassador Carol Moseley Braun also rallied Iowans, some of whom were still undecided about who to vote for, like 20-year-old Craig Bonney of Des Moines, standing in line for a hot dog.
I definitely like Howard Dean because he's not apologizing for being a Democrat. At the same time, I also like what John Edwards has to say. You know, he's definitely got the personality and the leadership characteristics and things like that.
Recent polls show most Iowa Democrats backing Gephardt or Dean, and at the rally there was also a large group waving Kerry signs. Upon questioning, though, several in the Kerry group said his campaign had given out free tickets and T-shirts. One seeming Kerry supporter was Kit Krogmeyer of Ames, Iowa. Her candidate?
Dick Gephardt. He's a Midwesterner. He has the same types of values that I do.
But the largest mass of enthusiastic voters was screaming for Howard Dean. Scott Morschhauser of Bettendorf, Iowa, said as far as he's concerned, there is no other candidate.
No one's speaking out against Bush. No one is not slamming the other candidates with a negative campaign. No one is really has a message that has stuck with it, that has got people motivated, has the people behind them, has the dollars behind them. No, there's no other candidate.
At the end of the evening, all the candidates gathered in the ring under showers of confetti and waved for the cameras. Howard Dean found MC Clinton and grasped her hand, lifting it in a gesture of victory and beaming for the crowd. Just moments later, Clinton, in the same spot, struck the same familiar pose, this time with John Kerry. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.